Unit 3, Part 1. Grace is listening to a radio program. You now have 45 seconds to study questions 1 to 9. Now listen to the radio program. The radio program will be played 2 times. The radio program will begin now.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Healthy Living. I'm Ken Lamb. Every week, we talk with someone about how to stay healthy in this busy city. Let's welcome today's guest, Dr. Frankie Ho. Good afternoon, Dr. Ho.
Good afternoon, Ken. You now have 15 seconds to answer questions 1 and 2.
Dr. Ho, how long have you been a doctor?
I've been a doctor for 35 years now. I had a clinic in Chunwan. And now I have a clinic in Sha Tin.
I see. I know that recently you've started writing articles for a local English newspaper. Why do you do that?
Nowadays, people take a lot of medicine, and some can be very strong. Too much medicine isn't good for them. So I thought it might be a good idea to help people learn to be healthy on their own. That's how I started writing. You now have 15 seconds to answer questions 3 and 4.
But sometimes we need medicine.
Yes, sometimes we do. But many people are taking more medicine than they need to these days. In fact, eating healthily, sleeping well, and exercising regularly are the best medicine for everyone. Think of your body like a tree. With enough water and sunlight, it can grow very well already. You now have 8 seconds to answer question 5.
You're right. Now let's talk about 2 very common illnesses, stomach aches and headaches. Are there any ways to help people get rid of these problems by themselves?
Yes, for stomach aches, there are lots of things we can do to help us feel better. Here are 2 ways that very few people know. We can drink warm rice water and eat burnt toast.
Really? That sounds like something my grandmother would say.
If I were you, I'd listen to your grandmother. In fact, many elderly know these things. There wasn't much medicine in the past, so people needed to use natural remedies.
Yes, that's true.
You now have 20 seconds to answer questions 6 to 8.
How about headaches? They're a problem for me.
If I were you, I'd do exercise regularly. For most headaches, regular exercise is the best medicine. Keep your body healthy and your head will be healthy too.
Great. I like going to the gym. I think I'll start going more regularly.
Good to hear that.
I'll go right after the show. Thanks so much for your advice, Dr. Ho.
My pleasure, Ken. You now have 8 seconds to answer question 9. Listen to the radio program again and check your answers. The radio program will begin now.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Healthy Living. I'm Ken Lamb. Every week, we talk with someone about how to stay healthy in this busy city. Let's welcome today's guest, Dr. Frankie Ho. Good afternoon, Dr. Ho.
Good afternoon, Ken.
Dr. Ho, how long have you been a doctor?
I've been a doctor for 35 years now. I had a clinic in Chun Wan, and now I have a clinic in Sha Tin.
I see. I know that recently you've started writing articles for a local English newspaper. Why do you do that?
Nowadays, people take a lot of medicine, and some can be very strong. Too much medicine isn't good for them. So I thought it might be a good idea to help people learn to be healthy on their own. That's how I started writing.
But sometimes we need medicine.
Yes, sometimes we do. But many people are taking more medicine than they need to these days. In fact, eating healthily, sleeping well, and exercising regularly are the best medicine for everyone. Think of your body like a tree. With enough water and sunlight, it can grow very well already.
You're right. Now let's talk about two very common illnesses, stomach aches and headaches. Are there any ways to help people get rid of these problems by themselves?
Yes, for stomach aches, there are lots of things we can do to help us feel better. Here are two ways that very few people know. We can drink warm rice water and eat burnt toast.
Really? That sounds like something my grandmother would say.
If I were you, I'd listen to your grandmother. In fact, many elderly know these things. There wasn't much medicine in the past, so people needed to use natural remedies.
Yes, that's true. How about headaches? They're a problem for me.
If I were you, I'd do exercise regularly. For most headaches, regular exercise is the best medicine. Keep your body healthy and your head will be healthy too.
Great. I like going to the gym. I think I'll start going more regularly.
Good to hear that.
I'll go right after the show. Thanks so much for your advice, Dr. Ho.
My pleasure, Ken. This is the end of Unit 3, Part 1.